Action Park Media.
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 19. Steve Iserman.
Segway. Tyler Sagan.
At Quick Shift. At Quick Shift Pod.
Quick Shift Pod.
Clinch day.
Clinch day, dude.
We have four clinch games.
Yo, someone DM'd me and was like, yo, easy on the clinch day brewing stuff. You're fucking up the juju. And I said, I am the fucking juju, pal.
I saw that. You sent me the text.
I am the juju.
Stop it.
We're going to be fine tonight.
You guys are a team collectively, okay, all you fans, even though you didn't know Trent Frederick's name. By the way, where's Trent Frederick these days?
I know.
Trenty boy.
I know.
Pick it up.
Did you watch the game at all?
No. I watched the highlights.
Yeah. Bergeron had a goal, but I don't know. Kind of seemed like he fucked up the feng shui a little bit.
Oh, wow.
We were rolling, and then he comes in, and we drop it, but I'm not going to blame the captain. He's fucking good.
You would let Bergie do anything to you, and now all of a sudden you're
let him do a lot of things.
Yeah And now all of a sudden he's not your guy.
It just seemed like things were out of sorts a little bit,
but the Tkachuk brother, I don't know if we have the clip of him talking shit.
We do
okay.
No, not of him talking shit. We have his overtime goal.
All right, well
I'll put it in right now.
Well, Tkachuk, he made some vile statements to a player on the Boston Bruins. Mm-hmm. You know, the Boston guy's a Czech guy, so Czech guys, you can't really shit talk with a Canadian or a North American because there's, you know, you got the weird accent,
yeah.
and you're a little bit slower, like chunk, okay? So Tkachuk just lights this kid up about somebody being a, I don't even want to say the word, but it's W-H-O-R-E. It's a bad word to say.
Whore?
That's the word.
What's wrong with saying whore?
To another man.
We're an R-rated show.
About
that's way different then.
He wasn't calling him, you know. No. Yeah,
I thought he was like, you're a fucking whore.
No, why would I don't know if I would ever say that to another man.
Well, I don't know.
Has another man ever called you a whore?
No, sometimes you have a slip of the tongue.
Slip of the tongue. Let's roll the clippies.
All right, well, it's clinch day.
Kevin's in New York. We're gonna, he's gonna join us soon.
Suits suck,
boots on the ground, suits suck. Scotty didn't make the cut to New York.
Pisses me off.
Nor did I. Kevin's going to be mic'd up on TNT national broadcast representing at Quick Shift Pod, mm-hmm. the New York Islanders, and Kevin Connolly.
Yes, sir.
Rick Bonus. He went crazy after the game.
He went crazy, but this is the first clinch of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, Jack Eichel.
Yep.
Number nine. Just heating up, baby. All right. Watch out. Watch out the West. Watch out the NHL because Jack Eichel is back.
This could fuck up our Jonathan Quick.
Why?
Because they're rolling. Why would you change anything up right now?
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right about that. But let's just see. LA's got their hands full, brother.
Yeah, they do.
They all handshake line. Nice. Good tradition.
You want to go to the game?
Fatso forgot to shake my hand. Which game? LA?
Yeah, Kings game.
Well, we don't know what time it is yet.
Right.
They haven't announced that. Oh, maybe they have now based on last night. Uh-huh. You know... Game time decision. Obviously, I can just make a call, right?
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ticket guy.
I'll make the call. Well, former player.
Former player. That's fair.
Alumni.
That's fair. Bruins coach right there.
Yeah.
Cassidy. Right.
Cassidy, assistant coach.
I loved him, but obviously it was the right move.
Well, hey, he's feeling good.
Yep.
He's in the winner.
So what did this guy say?
Bonus ripped his top players, which is great. Send a message for the summer.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You guys better go and fucking... Get your shit together, all right? Hit the gym.
Yep.
Get those plyometrics going. I would have loved to have seen you do plyometrics in your prime.
That was one of the things I was never great at. Conditioning was always a weak point in my game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know how you get better at conditioning and plyometrics? Mm. You do conditioning and plyometrics.
I was a big runner, but I'm not flexible. I'm not good at plyometrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I get a little more flexible, widen out the stride. Who knows what would have happened in my career?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. So that was a hell of a series.
Yep.
I'm into it. And we move.
First handshake of the playoffs. So we let it roll a little bit here, but good series by Vegas.
Yeah, and these teams doing this stupid thing. I if you're gonna do that, you do it at the end of the series. That's it. Not every game now.
Well, the salute the fans.
Yeah, it's really been weakened. it's almost becoming like a customary thing for a team. Like, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's played out. I'm not interested in doing shit that's played out.
You know who's the worst about that is Carolina.
Yeah, well.
The skull.
Yeah. Well, and they should get beat just because of that tonight.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
They should lose because of that, because that's gross. Just get off the ice, guys. All right? I'll tell you what, Vegas in the NHL, what a smart move that was.
Yeah. Now everyone's following suit. You see the Oakland A's are going to Vegas.
And by the way, late breaking, I'll break it right now. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg is going to be part of a group that is buying the Ottawa Senators.
Really? Because yep. I just saw a post that Ryan Reynolds put a bid in.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Okay. This was crazy. Brad Marchand at the buzzer in the third period. Series on his stick.
That would have won it?
That would have won the series. That would have won the game. And he got the shot off in time. He gets stonewalled.
He beat the clock?
He beat the clock, yeah.
Holy fuck.
He beat the clock.
How did he get there? No.
Wheels.
What?
Wheels.
What an unbelievable effort. And, you know, he picked the right place. Eklund almost. Imagine Eklund put that in his own net. That was a dicey move. Oh.
I mean, watching this back, this does scare me a little bit.
Actually, great play. Fanned on that. Eklund fanned on that hand.
But look at this, man.
He had a lot of time.
Plenty of time. I think that...
Oh, you wanted to see him shave a few more?
I think he was worried about the clock. If he had made a move,
he would have ran out of time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But Bobrovsky came in. He was a stud in net. We transitioned to the overtime goal by Tkachuk. I hate how much I like Tkachuk.
Well, don't hate it. I mean...
I can't.
Just don't hate it because he's good for the game.
Yeah.
Good for the game. I saw a picture of him with a Boston Ice girl when he was like 12 years old, and the caption was, great way to start the day.
Well, you know what Tkachuk is? He's a mucker. He's a skilled mucker.
He likes the muck.
Yeah, I like anyone who's down to get in the corners.
Maybe we'll take Tkachuk to a show one day with the Wookiees. How do you think he'd do?
I think he'd do great.
Yeah.
I think he'd do very well.
Tough play by Swayman.
Tough play, but
boy, oh boy. Off the ice quick. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of Boston and back to Florida, baby.
Sunny Florida. I mean, what do you think? Not going to touch it?
No.
4-1 Bruins.
Okay.
4-1 right. Bruins.
Yeah, bet it.
Mark my words.
Bet it.
I am thinking of, we'll talk about this with Kev.
Okay.
My gambling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shout out at FanDuel.
FanDuel.
Yeah. Let's go. All right, well.
There's your boy McAvoy.
Charlie, look at this guy. Weaving. Look at him weaving.
Yeah, bad pinch.
Yeah, well. Fuck. Bro, why did I say Vasilevsky? Get the puck to Vasilevsky. Get these pucks to these goalies.
That's just a bad turnover.
All right, why is he going that way? What the fuck was he doing?
It's a bad turnover.
Great hands.
I mean, you can't blame Ullmark. He's been a stud all
Chucky.
Year.
Chucky. Giving himself some space. Kev likes everybody. Give yourself some space on a big goal, yeah?
Were you a mouth guard guy?
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that keeps you safe.
Have you ever seen Tkachuk, how much he chews on that fucking
it's
thing?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, just put the fucking thing in your mouth.
It's the Adderall.
You think so?
Absolutely. It's the fucking Adderall.
Zipped up every game?
Zipped. Zippity-doo-dah. All right? Look at that mouth guard. That's insane. Why do you have it?
Why do you have it? Like, it's hard to breathe.
It's a soothing effect when you're that zipped up.
Yep.
Shout out at Sportsnet.
All right. Here's your boy, Sean.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll just go on the record and say, you Toronto fans, you know, you make it really difficult for everyone else in the hockey world to have an ounce of respect for you.
Yeah.
When you lunatics are becoming famous because of how you yell with a win or a loss.
Yeah.
That guy's doing morning shows and shit. Yeah. It's crazy.
They brought him to the game. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Put him on the Jumbotron.
Of course they did. O'Reilly?
Riley. Morgan
okay.
Riley.
Yeah, fine.
Having a series.
Yeah, he's having a series.
They're
but
also,
I'll tell you what, we're back in a series.
Yeah.
We're back in a series.
Big time.
Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, I may have spoken to somebody that plays on the Tampa Bay Lightning on the way to the plane last night. Ooh. And I think they fucking are ready to go.
Yeah.
I think they are ready to go. Nick Paul finally woke up. There's Kyle.
There's Doobie.
Nice crispy by Zach Bogo. This was a huge goal. Move your feet. Shoot, Samsonov, he's not that good of a goalie. All right.
Reminiscent of Kaner's Stanley Cup overtime goal.
Yeah, except it wasn't from below the goal line, but it doesn't matter. It was a huge goal.
Yeah, pretty close.
And, this is Hags going hard to the net. Nick Paul. Here we go. There we go.
Scrappy goal.
You know, just grind it out. Mm-hmm. You fuck with this team. You want to fuck around, you might find out, Toronto.
Did you see John Cooper's post-game interview?
Guys, calm as a cucumber.
Dude, what a beauty.
What
he's
a beauty.
He's amazing.
What a beauty. You know what that does for your team? Instead mean mugging it, walking to the fucking plane like mm-hmm. Sheldon Keefe to get to sit down in your seat and soothe yourself with a sugar-laced drink and some sort of pastry. That's the difference between John Cooper and Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah.
Keefe just wanted to get to the plane and get his pastry, his comfort food. John Cooper, he'll take a few minutes at the podium.
Yeah.
All right. Settle the troops. Calm everyone down. Make it edible for everyone.
Yep.
All right.
I love the disposition. Been here before. We're calm. We're relaxed.
Disposition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disposition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, listen, Vassy has not had a good series to date, and I've said it. If he decides to just shut the door, this thing's fucking done.
Yeah.
This thing's done. You know? Killer. Look at this. Look at that.
And this is where we pivot to to Dubas.
Oh, Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle.
Oh, look at this guy. Glossy-eyed. That guy looks like his mother just passed away and he got the phone call.
Dude, Dubas, his neck is on the line. His neck is on the line.
Hey. Well.
He created it.
Shout out Sportsnet. All right, here we go. Okay. I'd like to say a few things. I'd like to say a few things about the New York Rangers right now. Where's Adam Fox? Where is Panarin? Where is Trocheck? Shaming the number 16 jersey, okay? Where the fuck is Mika? Where is Mika, ladies and gentlemen, New York Ranger fans? Let's go Rangers. Pot Van sucks. Fatso forgot to shake my hand. Where the fuck is Mika? And by the way, how about Trouba? 8 sheets, Trouba.
Mm-hmm.
Too slow for the playoffs, Trouba. Where are these guys? And what did I say at the start of this series? And what did I say when they went down 2-0? Okay. I'll tell you. Where is Mika? Where is he?
Trouba doesn't even need to be on the score sheet. He just needs to put his body on the line. He hasn't even had any big hits, nothing. He's been invisible.
Big hitter during the regular season.
Yep.
I love guys that are awesome during the regular season. Like we give a fuck. Like we give a fuck what you did in the regular season. And I'll tell you what, Scotty, your boy Patty Kane, he's had one good game.
He's had 2 good games.
He's had one good game. And when you're at 8 sheets a year, you got to have more than one good game.
Fair enough. Tarasenko is in that conversation too.
Where
is he
the
at?
Fuck is Tarasenko?
Yep.
Big release Tarasenko.
I think he had one in game one.
You don't just get to play good in the first 2 games when you're winning and everything's rolling.
Yeah.
All right. That was a hell of a shot, this kid. He's almost a 30 goal scorer this year. Look at that.
Yeah. This is
boom.
His first one of the playoffs here.
Boom.
Hell of a shot.
Be careful. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of those New Jersey Devils. All right.
I mean, they let their foot off the gas in this series.
Yeah.
They went up 2-0. I think they thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
You know, I like when you use bigger words instead of you go to your go-to, let your foot off the gas. Yeah. Well, they just didn't show up.
There's no other term for that.
You didn't show up. You didn't show up. Let your foot off the gas can be applied if it's a 4-1 lead going into the third period.
Okay.
All right. Haven't shown up, and we need to find out where some of these fucking guys are.
Right. Hey, I didn't even ask you. What's up with the tank top?
I don't know.
Just fucking rocking it?
It's a vibe, bro.
Okay, I feel it.
Playoffs.
Should we kick over to KC in New
York?
Let's
go to Kev and, yeah. All right, here we go. Live from New York. Mr. Kevin Connolly, boots on the ground. He got the call. We all worked it out internally. He is in Long Island. You could see the famed TWA hotel.
There's the air controller, the air traffic controller. And first thing I'd like to say is quick shift.
Quick shift.
Quick shift.
Not an apology?
For what?
What's that, man? Apology for what, bro?
I'm not in New York.
Hey. Scott, are you drunk?
Suit suck.
Scott.
No, it's 12:15. Suit suck. I just don't understand why you couldn't pull me the ticket, but it's neither here nor there.
Oh, that's the bit?
Wasn't a question of a ticket.
Listen, Kev's on the ground working, bro. All right. So just so everyone knows, Kevin Connolly of the famed At Quick Shift podcast, Action Park Media, he got the call. He is in New York, boots on the ground for the Islander game tonight at UBS Arena. I have been told by a little birdie that he is going to be mic'd possibly for a period, two periods, three periods. Who knows? All right. Scotty Wilson did not sleep last night because he's so worried about you mentioning the word at Quick Shift Pod on the TNT broadcast. I said, Scotty,
right.
Kevin's been in the business a long time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a tough tee up, but yeah, I mean, ultimately that would be, I would like to get that out there into the ether.
We don't want to talk strategy, how you can incorporate. I've got some ideas.
I'd be interested to hear them because I don't even know what I'm doing, actually. I mean, I might be mic'd up for 5 seconds. I mean, who knows?
Here's the overview. You're a man of the people, all right? You are there on official business representing as part of the Islander organization. You're going to roll in there. Energies are going to be high. I'd like you to do a lap around the concourse. I think it's very important that you touch everyone.
Yeah, I'll be out there, if nothing else, for cocktail purposes. I mean, I'm going to want to roam around to the Heineken Lounge. There's a couple good spots. And truthfully, I've already gotten a call from a few of my buddies from Long Island that are going to be at the game. So I'm going to have some...
couple of drives.
It'll be interesting to see where the night takes us. But that said, obviously, if the Islanders win the game, it makes for a better night. We certainly don't want to see that handshake tonight, that's for sure.
No, but energy's going to be high. And as far as the TNT mic'd up thing, they're going to put a mic pack on him. Kev's worn a mic pack many times. He's a master of the mic. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who sits beside him in that game. Kev's going to be fired up, feeling the energy of UBS. This is playoffs. Islander hockey, it's in his fucking DNA. You got nothing to worry about, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I'll get it in there, Scotty. I'll get it in there.
Okay. No cardboard cutouts.
No cardboard cutouts. I'm gonna need somebody next to me. Would have been you, Scotty, or you, Sean, but I'm gonna need somebody next to me. Like, if I'm mic'd up, I'm not gonna be talking to myself, right? So who am I talking to? Is the question.
You talk to yourself when you're watching the game.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. I don't know that any of that's arable on TNT or anywhere for that matter.
Did you bring your notepad?
No, I don't think I'm going to take notes.
No?
I mean, maybe they have notes in the box. The question is, do I go and do I take the edge off with like a light vodka soda beforehand? Or do I just play it by ear?
Well, the question also is do you just do a quick pop in, a very fast circular walk around the dressing room after they win, fist bumps? You don't have to say anything. Just a drive-by, guys, let's go. Keep this going. I'm out.
Not a locker room guy. Let's put it this. If it were game 7 and they won, I would go to the locker room. But game 6, win or lose, because let's face it, even if they win tonight, job's far from done.
No,
I don't really want to do any swing bys until the job's done.
I respect it. I think it would go over well, though, and I think it would actually energize the guys to go out onto the road and get a big road. Because you got to win.
Maybe they invite me on that trip.
This could be
big low.
Start traveling.
Well, no, but like maybe Lou says, all right, whatever, stick him on the plane and let's send him out for game 7.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Have you had any insider info from any of the guys on the team? Have you connected?
Scotty, I got off the plane 18 minutes ago. I'm looking at my bag. I came in, I sat down, I started setting up my shot. I've been waiting for you guys. Sean, what are you doing? Why is Sean at a tent? Why is Sean?
Scotty just helped me record an audition.
Okay. So that's a character thing. That's a character thing you got going on.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, Scotty said I looked great in a t-shirt last episode, so I was like, fuck, let's just crank it up.
Yeah.
That's from Roland.
It waits a little bit.
That's from Roland.
Scotty, that's from Roland, not Flo Roland. Hey, Scotty, you're concerned about the intel from a degenerate gambling standpoint, right?
Absolutely.
Not a content play?
No, not a content play. I need to know who I'm taking tonight.
Shout out at FanDuel.
You and I, at the beginning of the year, we're going to do a parlay Bruins Islanders every time they played together on the same day, and I think it might be fate. So it might be -1.5 for both.
-1.5 for both. All right, I like it. Listen, game 6, Yeah, this is to date, obviously, the biggest playoff game in the history of UBS Arena. Granted, it's only the first round, but they almost did not make the playoffs last year. So this is game six. It's not different than game two. Game six, it's do or die. So, you know, the Islanders have won their last two game sixes. And I feel good about the game tonight. I think the fans are going to be pumped up, but it's going to be that initial storm in the beginning, like we talked about. Everybody's going to come out flying, and then they got to settle in. And like I said, the Islanders are a second, third period team. So if we can get one early, not we, they, if they can get one early, they can get one early, and then, you know, play, lock it down, and hopefully Sorokin stands out.
What's the outfit for tonight?
Well, first of all, hold on. We discussed this, okay? I have a couple of housekeeping issues. I won't hate on you if you swing by Borelli's for a quick parm before the game. Might be a move if you can get a nap in. No?
No, because the thing about Borelli's is that Borelli's used to be, like, honestly, 100 yards away from the front door of the Coliseum. Or else I would have won. I'd probably already be at Borelli's. True. But this is a different, you know, they moved. So I'm probably going to hang here. I might close my eyes, take a nap. But I don't know if I told you guys this yesterday. When I left here, I was at the dry cleaner at 9 a.m. I said, buddy, can you guys have this ready by 5? And they guessed me at that. My clothes were not ready, so I don't have anything to wear, Sean. I don't want to disappoint. I know you're a fashion guy, but my outfit is questionable tonight.
You look great, and the other thing I want...
No, this is not my outfit. I got a game.
Okay, fine. He's got his A. He brought it.
Talking about the eyes, they're popping.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but listen, just last, before we let you go, I'd like you... So you're going to be with the team, okay? Walk through the official store and just grab shit. Like a kid in one of your commercials, like if you had done a Toys R Us commercial, run through the store, fill your arms up, grab something for Kennedy. If there's any Ranger swag, I don't know if they sell Ranger swag in the island, but...
No, they do not. They do not. Why would they sell Ranger swag in the island? No. I'll see what we can find, but... Also, Sean, you know, they're very generous with me that way. If you want a little Islander swag, maybe a beanie, maybe, I don't know, like a polo, we get you something.
Well, like I said, you're there. It's tactile. You can touch it. You can see it. Online, I'm looking at pictures. It's going to ship. You're going to be back.
Sure, you're right.
Excitement, game seven. Fuck, the Rangers are in trouble, by the way. The
Rangers are in trouble.
What do you think?
Holy mackerel. What's going to happen if the Rangers lose? Forget about it. I mean, they all that money that they spent. Because I haven't been watching the series that closely. Has anybody been? Who's been invisible there? Scotty, is your boy Kaner been invisible?
No, he's been around.
We're going to get into it, or we've already gotten into it. Where's Mika? Where's Truba? Where's Panarin? Where's Trocheck shaming the fucking number 16 during playoffs? I mean, come on, bro. Brian,
you know what? That's a lot of bananas. A
lot of bananas floating around.
Sean did come
out. A lot of bananas.
He's wearing his producer hat now, and he's got segments lined up.
Well, we're into it. Kev, hey.
Why is Scotty sitting in my seat?
Listen.
Whatever. It's his seat. I mean, producer. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, I'm the two spot where the one and the three seed falls. It kind of fluctuates week to week.
It's for me. It doesn't matter what number you want to call me. I do have a spot. I do feel a little weird letting you sit in there, but if it makes for the best aesthetic of Quick Shift.
Kevin Connolly, live from New York, boots on the ground at Quick Shift Pod.
Scotty, I'm going to do my best to get a Quick Shift shout out in there, obviously. And
just, you know,
he wants you to stay in that
line. Hey, I want to shout out at SWilson99.
You're
out. Follow him on Instagram.
You're asking for Kevin to give you an Instagram shout out.
I mean, it couldn't hurt.
That I cannot do.
Yo, as I grow, you guys grow.
My only goal would be to get Quick Shift in there, and it might not just be in the cards, but if it is at all possible, that'll get done.
Kev, I'll leave you with this because you didn't hear us at the top. In honor of the island, Long Island, New York, Blue Oyster Cult, all our times have come. Here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the Reaper.
I like it. I like it.
Clinch day, nothing like
clinch day.
Clinch day.
Clinch day. Scotty, you better be wise. You should take it easy with that clinch day. That one could go horribly wrong for you, bro. I mean, you know, look, I think Boston pulls it out. This Rangers series got interesting in a heartbeat. When's that next game? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I might have to just stick around, fellas. I don't know when I'm going to be back. I'm out indefinitely. I'll tell you.
You come back around. Let me know tonight because I'll be on that 6 a.m. jet, Bluey. I'll land mid-afternoon. Yeah, you can come. You can come.
I'll be the same.
I'll be in JetBlue Mint.
Me too.
Okay.
Hey, listen, my alarm clock went off at 3:45 this morning. I thought I was going to die.
How many Crown Royals do you think Scotty could comfortably numb on a flight in JetBlue?
On a JetBlue Mint? I mean, it's unlimited. I'm not going to lie. I did have a glass of wine in the morning because I don't really love takeoff.
Six
and a little glass of wine to take the edge off. Yeah. Well, and then I went to sleep for 5 hours. What?
Glass of red?
A little glass of red, yeah. A little glass of the heavy cap. And a little glass of heavy cap.
To answer your question, Sean, I don't drink rum, but...
Oh, Blue Lit.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah. And, Bev, that was going to be my departing idea for you. Don't go vodka soda. Go Johnny on the rocks.
Yeah.
No, bro. Johnny on the rocks. I can say something silly. I'm gonna go goose. Goose and solo. Candle solo.
Tight and light.
All right, I'll be in touch, fellas. I will be in touch. All right, here we go. The playoffs are hot. A lot of interesting series going on right now. Islanders game 6. And in closing, I'll say,
good shit. All right, we'll see you next week.